Welcome back to Spiritually Positive with Mel. In this podcast series, we talk about spirituality, self-development, self-improvement, and relating that to the everyday topics of life that you may be dealing with. So in this podcast episode, I wanted to discuss how to trust the universe and begin to notice the signs that we are always being given. And personally for me, trusting the universe and really letting go and trusting and believing that I'm on the right path is something that I personally struggled with and definitely still do from time to time. But I know that it is an important part of manifesting your desires, and I'm going to walk you through that today. I'll also be talking about how to recognize the different messages from the universe, what that might look like, and just know that you're always being guided along your path when you do see those messages. So let's get started. So releasing attachment to your desires and trusting the universe and the spirit world to bring you what you want can be something that is really difficult to do. And I know for me, it definitely has been, like I mentioned before, because often, obviously, when we want something that we don't have, we constantly think about it as naturally as that would be. Because we want it and don't yet have it. So we think about it and we wish about it and we hope about it and we wonder, when is this coming, right? So when you place this focus on the things that you don't have, you're putting that energy into the universe that this is something that you don't yet have. And so the universe responds to your vibrations and your energy and your emotions. And what you're telling the universe is that I don't have this thing yet. And therefore, that creates resistance and that creates tension. And then therefore, making your desired outcome take even longer to get to you in the physical world. So those are reasons why it's important to let go of constantly thinking about this thing that you want to come into your life. Because it's only putting that worry energy and that anxious energy and frustrating energy into the universe, and therefore what you put out is what you get back. Okay, so with that said, it's important to remember that if you have a dream that you want to happen, or you really want, you know, that relationship or that career, you have to take the necessary action steps towards that dream. I'm not saying here that you ask for things and believe they'll come to you into your life and then they'll just suddenly one day be on your front doorstep, right? Like, that's silly. Like, you have to take the desired action towards your dreams. So if you do want a relationship, for example, think about how can you get this relationship? Certainly not by sitting around at home, you know, chilling on your couch, but by actually taking action and going out to meet people or joining that dating app or going to social gatherings when you're invited. And believe me, I am so guilty of being like this, so you're not alone here. So getting back to how to trust the universe, instead of constantly, you know, thinking and wondering and wishing for this thing to come into your life, you put that energy and that focus on the trust and belief in the universe or in your higher self or the spirit world or whatever it is that you specifically believe in. And you trust and you believe that your prayers and your affirmations and your visualizations and your wishes for this thing that you want have been heard and are being worked their way into your physical reality. And letting go doesn't mean that you're not interested in this desire anymore. It just means that you believe and you trust that your desire is coming to you, and therefore you don't need to stress about it and you don't need to worry about it because you trust that the universe will make a way for you and it will carve this path for you in order to bring this into your life. So I just want to expand on the release of attachment and specifically talk about Deepak Chopra's book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. And one of his chapters in there is actually called The Law of Detachment. So it's basically the same thing that I'm trying to talk to you about here with releasing this attachment. And he says that in order to acquire anything in the physical world, so in the world that we live in, you have to release your attachment to it. And he says that it doesn't mean that by releasing attachment, you're giving up on this intention to create your desire. You don't give up on the desire, you just give up on your attachment to the desire. So instead of wanting, for example, a specific relationship with a specific person and having a set sort of look description to the way they are or specific qualities, what you really want in that situation is a feeling of love, of true love, of someone who is compatible with you. And that's the feeling and emotion that you really truly want. And if you're too specific about what it is that you want and you don't let go, and you're not open to different opportunities or possibilities or different types of people, then it's just, it's going to make your desire take even longer to get to you. And he also goes on to say that attachment is based on fear and insecurity. So when you have this attachment to this thing that you want so badly, you actually have a fear about it and an insecurity about it because you're believing that you can't have it and that it won't come to you, right? But on the other hand, detachment is like the same thing as saying wealth consciousness, because there is freedom to create. So there's opportunity and different possibilities and different ways to get this thing that you desire into your life. So without detachment, we really are prisoners of hopelessness and desperation. And like I said before, when you attach, you are associating those types of emotions to yourself and therefore to what you are sending out into the universe. And we know that the universe is the law of like attracts like. So what you put out comes back to you. He also goes on to say that detachment means that you believe in the power of your true self. So deep down, you don't need to stress or worry about having this thing that you want, because you believe in yourself and you believe that it would be brought to you and that you are secure with yourself, knowing that you deserve everything that you desire and that you deserve the best and that the universe is abundant and will fulfill your every desire and need. So I'm going to leave that there and give you an actual example that we can use to help you better understand this concept. So let's talk about money. So if you were attached to money, for example, wanting more money, needing more money, or you don't like spending money, or you're frugal with it, you don't have a healthy relationship with money, because what you're telling the universe and what ultimately you feel about money and your relationship with money is that I don't have enough money and I never will, and I have to save every dollar. And this attachment to money really just creates an insecurity and a lack mindset around money. So instead, what you can start to do to have a healthier relationship with money is switch your belief system about money to a more positive one. So for example, if there's something that you want to buy, but maybe you know you shouldn't spend the money on it, you can say to yourself, I choose not to spend my money on this item right now. And you can also say another affirmation like, the universe is abundant and fulfills my every need, or every dollar I spend comes back to me multiplied. So those are just some ways, some affirmations, some new belief systems that you can start implementing into your daily mindset whenever you have insecurity around money or about purchasing something, and really start to say those on a daily basis in order to integrate them into your subconscious and begin to believe them. Okay, so I have to stop and just tell you guys what happened to me. So as I'm writing up the script for this podcast, I'm also trying to set up my music on my Bluetooth, and I have this meditation playlist. So it's just different calming music that just keeps me chill and peaceful. Anyways, so I shuffle the playlist to start playing, and the title of the song that comes up is literally called Trust the Universe. And like, it's so ironic, but it's not, because there are no coincidences, and that this song title happens to be called Trust the Universe. And I'm literally doing a podcast right now about that exact topic and about how to trust the universe. It's just so amazing to me, and I love the synchronicity, and it's just so perfect as to how this kind of thing works, like how we are always being sent messages from the universe and from spirit or your higher self or God or angels or whatever it is that you believe in personally, and that how these messages come in so many different ways. And with that, now is a perfect time to start talking about this and help you start to notice the messages that you might be overlooking. So for my first example, let's go with what just happened to me with the music, the sign as through music. So you can definitely receive messages and signs from music, from lyrics, or songs that have a particular meaning to you. So maybe, you know, you just happen to shuffle a playlist like I did, or just a song comes on the radio and it just can have a really powerful message or just something that you needed to hear. Take that as a sign. That is a sign from the universe, okay? Also, have you ever woken up with a song randomly playing in your head that you know you didn't listen to before, like the night before or recently, and it's just like a random song? That's a sign. So go check out the lyrics. Maybe there's a special message for you. Or maybe it's a song that you're familiar with and that you associate with someone who has passed away. And I know specifically this actually happens to my mom. So I always tell her, take that as a sign that this person is here with you and they love you. And that's what that means. They just want you to think of them. And it's just so beautiful and reassuring to get those types of messages. So moving on, the second way that I have here that the universe can speak to you, and this happens to me all the time. This is probably the first way that I started to notice messages and signs from the universe. So, and this is through repetitive number sequences. So I used to always see 444. And sometimes even 4-4s, so 4-4-4-4. And that number specifically, it means that you're surrounded by angels and angels are helping you. And it's just a positive message that angels are with you at that time. And in general, I know that a lot of people would say that if you see any repetitive number sequences, they take it as a sign that you're on the right path and that, yes, you're being guided and yes, you are protected. So like, basically don't worry. So it's just reassuring in that way. So if you don't know the specific meanings behind the numbers, you can look them up. I'll tell you in a bit, but just take it as a sign that, you know, you're on the right path and you're guided and protected, right? So even now daily, like I see number sequences all the time. And 444 was probably one of the first ones I used to see a lot of. But, you know, some days it's more of one number sequence than another. But I see them, you know, like anywhere and everywhere. And whenever I do, I would just always like laugh to myself and smile because I just knew that it was a sign of hope or reassurance, or, you know, that my higher self or the universe is telling me that, you know, everything's going to be okay. And if you're wondering which number sequences I would see, I would see all of them. So I would see 111, 222, 333, 444, all the way up to 9, like triples of each one. But it doesn't have to be specifically repetitive of the same three numbers. It can be any number sequence. So another one I used to see was 474. I used to see that on license plate a lot. and you can start to notice these numbers anywhere. So I usually see them on license plates, but you can see them on receipts or price tags of things in a store or even phone numbers. That would also happen to me a lot. So if you are wondering what specific meanings these numbers hold, and like what they mean specifically, I would recommend checking out this website. I believe it's called Joanne Sacred Scribes, and she posts literally every angel number and combination that's out there. And just go to Google and type in your number sequence and put beside that angel number and then click on her link, Joanne Sacred Scribes, and read what she has to say there. And it'll just give you like a deeper meaning as to what these numbers mean. And actually, I'll just give you an actual example of what happened to me this morning. So I was just scrolling through my Instagram this morning, and I came across a post that had 3, 4, 8. So it was 8888, and it would just set a message underneath it. And I see those a lot with like different number sequences. So I was like, okay, whatever, like 8888. Like, yeah, I see like different messages like that a lot. Like people will post about them. And then the next post that I scrolled, like right underneath that post, in the likes, it had 888s in the likes of that image, a different image. So it was like, okay, that's weird, because I just saw 8888 and now I'm seeing 3 8s again just right underneath that same post. And I was like, okay, like that's a sign, right? So then I just get out of my bed and I'm walking into my hallway, and the TV is on in the family room, which is like downstairs right underneath, like right outside where my bedroom is. And I hear on the TV, this is like within a few minutes of each other, I hear on the TV a commercial. I don't know what the commercial was, but they were saying the phone number to call whatever you were supposed to call, and the number was call 888. And I almost like freaked out, because it was just so funny how like within maybe 5 minutes I heard or I saw 888s 3 different times, and it was just such a reassuring, you know, message from the universe telling me that there is abundance, because 8s mean abundance. Usually we associate that with money, but that can be abundance in anything: abundance of health, abundance of love, abundance of joy, abundance of wealth. And it was just telling you that there is an abundance of everything, and that you are abundant, and the universe, you know, will fulfill your every need and desire. And it was just very comforting to wake up to that message from the universe. And so those are the kinds of ways that the universe works. And so, you know, just always, oh my God, right now I'm looking at my computer screen and the percentage is at 88%, okay? So that's funny, but not really, but actually funny, because this is happening as I'm telling you right now. So just honestly, you got to believe this stuff, because there are no coincidences, and these are all signs, these are all messages, you know, from the universe, from your higher self, from God, from spirit, you know, just telling you that you are abundant, you will be abundant, everything is okay, you are on the right path, and take that and believe that. Okay, I just wanted to share that with you really quick. And next on my list here, I have signs from the universe can come from animals. So animals in nature, not like your pet or anything, but like just animals in their natural habitat. This could be animals that you see a lot or often. Maybe there's a specific kind of bird that always comes close to you, or just sits by your windowsill, or it just comes near to you, or they kind of like stop and stare. So if you do notice the same type of animal always coming up to you or surrounding you kind of thing, or you just see them often, or you just feel connection to them, you can definitely look into this further, because there could be deeper meaning for you as to what message this animal is trying to bring you, and just look up the meaning of that animal, or specifically type in the animal's name with spirit animal qualities or a spirit animal beside it, and Just read up and kind of like look into what that animal message might be bringing forth to you, because every animal does have their own qualities and their own specific messages and tendencies. So there might be something specific for you with that certain animal. The next thing that I want to talk about is finding feathers or finding coins. So these are other ways that the universe communicates with you. Spirit can communicate with you through that as well. So for coins, you might just always be finding coins, just randomly in random places, not in usual spots. It could be always the same type of coin. It could always be like a nickel, for example, or it could be different kinds of coins. And feathers as well is also a sign from the universe. And specifically, if you see the same color feather or different color feathers have different meanings. So if you do find feathers a lot, you can look into that more and research what the different color feathers mean specifically for you. So the next way that the universe can communicate with you is through synchronicities. So in a way, this can be similar to what we might think of as a coincidence, but I don't believe in coincidences. I think that everything happens for a reason, and you know, there are no coincidences. These are just all things that are meant to align you on your right path. So an example of synchronicity is, for example, let's say you're just thinking about a friend. Maybe you haven't talked to them in a while. Maybe you're thinking, oh, I should reach out to them and see, you know, how they're doing. And then all of a sudden, or soon after, maybe even a day later, whenever, this friend calls you, or they text you, or, you know, they try to connect with you, or however it may be. And that's a synchronicity, because it's like, yes, you were right that you were supposed to reach out to this person, and then they ended up reaching out to you. So it's just aligning you with what you know, the universe is guiding you towards. So that's one example. I'll give you a different example. Another way this can happen, let's just say you know, you're thinking to yourself, oh, I really want to get a part-time job this summer. And then, you know, you're walking down the street, or you're walking in a mall, or you're just, you know, driving and you're stopped at a red light, and you look over and you see a sign in the window that says help wanted or apply within. So that's another synchronicity. That's a sign from the universe saying to you, yes, you are on the right path. Yes, this is the right decision. Yes, pursue this. And yes, you are going in the right direction. And something that's really important to note here is that in order to recognize the signs and to notice the signs that you are being given, you have to be in the present moment. You have to be focused in the now moment, because if you're, you know, busy thinking about what you're going to do later that night for dinner, or what happened yesterday, or what you said to that person, or whatever you're thinking about, you're going to miss those signs because you're not in the present moment, and you're not going to notice them when they appear. So for example, if you know, that license plate number 444 in front of you is always there, but because maybe you're thinking about something, you're not going to be present and notice it. But it's always there. The sign is always there, but you don't notice it because you're not in the present moment. So the more that you can train yourself and to teach yourself to stay grounded in the present moment and really focus on everything that you are doing in the now moment, the more easier it will be to start to notice these signs, and the more signs that you will be seeing on a day-to-day basis. So next on my list is dreams. And our dreams can really provide us with important messages, and opens us up to our subconscious, right? Like our fears, our desires, our worries, like all of that comes through in our dreams. So during your sleep time, you know, your subconscious is really open to spirit and your higher self. So really start to pay attention to the dreams that you have and the dreams that you remember, because obviously we don't always remember our dreams. I personally used to have a dream journal where I'd record my dreams every morning, and then every once in a while I would go back into that journal and kind of look through what I recorded and see if there was a pattern or if there were similarities amongst my dreams and like circle the same things. and then that I would go look further into those things that I would see consistently. Like sometimes, you know, I think I've dreamt of chocolate or eating chocolate, or, you know, it would just be random things like more than once. So it'd be like, okay, what does chocolate mean, right? And just kind of see what that meant and like relate it back to my life or what I was going through at the time. So a dream journal is something that you might be interested in doing if you do have a lot of dreams and a lot of crazy dreams or weird dreams, or, you know, or even if you're just interested in dreams in general. They can hold a lot of meaning and messages for you. You never know, right? So pay attention to that. And if you do have the same dream or notice the same items or maybe something that you're always doing in the dream, like maybe it's riding a bicycle, that could have a special meaning for you. So if you feel guided and you notice these similarities, you can look up the meaning, for example, of riding a bicycle and see what deeper meaning and what deeper message that might have for you. But just keep in mind that more than any dream interpreter or anyone can tell you about the dream, always listen to your own intuition and your own knowing and gut feelings. So basically, let's use the bicycle example. If you do have multiple dreams of riding a bike, and when you research it, it tells you, oh, you're out of balance and you need to recenter yourself. And I'm like, I'm just making this up right now, so don't use that as an actual example. But then in your dream, you are actually having fun and smiling and really enjoying your bike ride. And, you know, you didn't get hurt or anything. It was just like a normal, fun bike ride. Then listen to that, because that's what's true for you, right? We can't all have the same interpretation and feel like, oh, if you're riding a bike, it means this for everyone, right? That can't be true, because each of us have our own experiences and connections to certain things. And it's never going to be the same for every person, because each of our experiences and our associations to that thing or that item or that activity will be different. Maybe another person who has a dream of riding a bicycle, but like in their childhood, they had like a traumatic experience riding a bike. So for them, that could have a completely different meaning than for you. So more than anything, what's important is to always listen to your own intuition, your gut feeling, your inner knowing. That's what's true for you. So always follow that more than what anyone or anything else tells you or that you research. And now, just to follow up with what we were talking about and ended off in the dreams, part was listening to your own feelings and your own, you know, knowings and that sort of thing. So that would be the next thing as to how your higher self or the universe or God or whoever communicates with you is through your intuition or your gut feeling or your just your inner knowings that you feel. And sometimes that can be hard to differentiate between what is a fear or what is your intuition, what is my knowing, or maybe I'm just thinking this. And usually I would just go into a, like a meditative state and try to focus upon what it is that I want to know or have a question about or I want further meaning about, and just sit as quietly as possible with your deep breathing, and maybe just have calming meditation music in the background or have crystals nearby or whatever it is that you'd like to use during your meditation. And just sit on that thought or whatever you're wondering about and just notice in your body how you feel. So that's another way that we are being communicated to, is through our actual feelings in our body and in our, you know, our gut knowings, our intuition. It's just, you know, does this feel good or does this not feel good? You know, like, let's say, you know, you're always with a specific friend, and like every time you come home from meeting up with that friend, you have a headache, or, you know, you just feel bad, or you don't feel in a good mood. Then that's a sign that maybe that person in particular, you know, doesn't put you in a good positive space, or, you know, is someone that maybe is not aligning with your vibration or your energy, or you're just not at the same, you know, place anymore. And maybe that's a friendship you need to kind of break off from, or, you know, and the opposite can be true as well. So you might have a friend who, you know, after you hang out, you're just always happy and laughing and like just having the best time, and you go home feeling awesome and, you know, you don't have a care in the world, then you know that that's a person that supports you and, you know, is there for you and is aligned with what you are aligned with. And that's, you know, a friendship worth keeping and worth hanging out with. And just listen to your feelings, your physical feelings. Maybe you get like a shiver. That could happen too. And there's lots of ways. So you can go into meditation, or, you know, you just might know, like you just might know deep down, and it's just a calm knowing. Like, it's not like you're in a panic or afraid mode. You're just in this calmness, and you just know, you know, that everything's good right now, or that everything's going to be okay. Or, you know, maybe you just know that this person isn't the best person for you, and it just came to you, you know, and you just have that knowing deep within. So always listen to your intuition. That's your intuition talking. And don't push that aside, and don't ignore that, because it's a very important messaging system from you to your higher self, to the universe, to spirit, connecting you and leading you on the right path. So now we're nearing the ending of my podcast, and I'm just going to recap with you because we talked about a lot of stuff. So we first talked about how to trust the universe and to let go of that desperation and that need and want of that certain desire that you have deep within, and why that's important. Because when you attach yourself to wanting that thing or that person or whatever it is, you send out that fear, worry, and anxiety and desperate energy back into the universe. Because by holding on to it, you're telling yourself that you don't have it yet. And that's the message that is sent out back into the universe. And therefore, those are the types of experiences that you're going to get back into your physical reality. Because, like I said before, the universe, the law of the universe is like attracts like. So the way that you are, what you put out comes back to you, kind of like a boomerang, or like karma in a way, like what you put out comes back to you. But you do it unintentionally, because, you know, you just think, oh, I really want this career path, or I just really want this, you know, committed relationship. Like, you're not thinking that it's actually disservicing you. But in the long run, by wanting it and keep thinking about it and obsessing over it and like being sort of a little desperate with it, it just prolongs the actual thing from coming into your life, because you're pushing it away and you're creating that tension and resistance within the universe. And what we have to know and learn, and what I hope I taught you today, is to just believe and trust that you deserve this thing that you want and that you are worthy of it, and trust in yourself fully and completely. And when you do that, you start to release the attachment to it. So you are releasing this attachment to having and needing this thing so desperately that, you know, you're just enjoying and living your best life, and you're doing fun things and living out your passions and dreams. And, you know, suddenly these things will come into your life. And it's when you sort of like, you know, release that attachment to have to having that, because you don't need to have anything, you know, in order to have the most fulfilling and happy and prosperous life. Yes, of course, you know, we need money to survive, and we need shelter, and we need food. Those are necessities. But knowing that the universe is abundant and will always provide for you and your needs and your desires and all of that extra stuff that you want, it will come. But you just have to let it go, and you have to let it come naturally and flow into your life when it's meant to, first of all, and also how it's meant to. So with that, don't have certain expectations of, you know, how something is supposed to enter your life, or when something is supposed to enter your life. And that can be extremely difficult. So, you know, society puts pressure on us all the time. So for example, with relationships, being married by 30, have kids by 30, you know, we see this and we hear this and we feel pressured by this. And even biologically for women, you know, you have that pressure constantly on your head. And just know that none of that really does matter. There is no timeline. There is no time, right? So you just have to trust that when the right person is meant to come into your life, that this person will come. And do not be forced by societal pressures or by anyone who tells you anything that you need to have this or do this by a certain time or age in your life, because there really is no normalcy. And we create these standards in society to you know, make us feel good and to just, you know, have something to follow, because we like routine and we like consistency and we like following, right? But be your own person and do your own thing and live out your dreams and be passionate about the things that you love to do. And you know what? That stuff will come to you, and it'll come to you in the best possible way, because you're happy with yourself and you're fulfilling your dreams and your passions and you're just living a good life. Why waste your days thinking and wondering when the love of your life is going to come into your life? Why waste those time, you know, that precious time, when, you know, you don't even know how long your life is going to be? Like, it's such a waste of time when you really think about it. And just enjoy the time that you have. Be present, because our present moment and the now moment is the only moment that you truly have. We don't know, you know, when the end is for each of us or what's to come next. So really try to stay present and stay centered and balanced and grounded in the now moment. And while still, you know, having that desire for the things that you want to come into your life, because you do deserve them and you do deserve everything that you want. And I hope that you do get everything that you want. And I really hope that this podcast has opened you up to a new perspective, a new way of, you know, seeing things, seeing how the universe brings in these messages to you and how you are constantly being provided with guidance and support and messages from the universe through all the different ways that I've talked about today, and even more that I haven't discussed. There's so many different ways. And just believe that, you know, when you do notice those messages, yes, you are on the right path. Yes, you are protected. Yes, everything will be okay. And I hope that this podcast today has really, you know, helped you with understanding this a little bit. I really do love to talk about the law of attraction, the universe, and that sort of thing. And I think in my next one, I'm going to discuss manifesting and how to manifest things and different manifesting techniques. And I hope that you find this interesting, and you share this with someone who might also enjoy it. And I do have an Instagram. It is spiritually_positive444. Now you know why it's 444. And you can follow me on Instagram. I post daily card messages there. And I really thank you for listening. If you did listen to this, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'm always here to help and serve and give guidance and help you be your best self. See you in the next one.